Welcome to the Post Podcast, brought to you by Eagle Communications. I'm James Bell. On this episode of Updates from the Post, Roe Hayes Executive Director Doug Williams shares information about the upcoming Think Like an Entrepreneur series event. This interview originally aired on the Eagle Morning Show on KAYS on Friday, July 5th. Eagle Morning Show. We've got Doug Williams with us here from Grow Hayes. How are you this morning, sir?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm hanging in there.
Well, that's good.
Did you have a good 4th?
Pretty good 4th.
Saw the fireworks show?
I did not go to the fireworks show, but there were enough in my neighborhood where I saw all the fireworks I need to see.
It's always the best part of Hayes. I have some friends in town. I was telling them, yeah, we get crazy with it. Can't drive down the streets.
There is a lot of fireworks in Hayes, to say the least.
So, we got a couple things to talk about. Let's start with Think Like an Entrepreneur. That's coming up, right?
Yes, we start that class next Tuesday. We had originally set the deadline for sign-up to be July the 1st. We've extended that at least through today because we want everybody that would be interested to get in. It's going to be a great class, 8-week class starting on July the 10th. Be every Wednesday at 6 o'clock. You get a meal. Then we have a guest speaker, and then we get into the curriculum of the class. We've got about 15 signed up currently, but I'd love to get it to 20.
Very cool. So, you know, we were talking off air a little bit about economic development out here. How important is the entrepreneur mindset in a community like Hayes or even the smaller communities that kind of surround us?
Well, we believe it's extremely important. When you look at the difficulty we have in attracting other industry into our community, we believe that, and part of our mission is business creation, entrepreneurship. That's something we have to focus on a great deal to create local businesses and help them grow, nurture them, and that will allow us to keep people here and grow internally versus having to worry about somebody coming in from the outside.
Absolutely. Do you think, you know, as part of that, because we're all connected to the World Wide Web now, and so many people work online, you know, a town like Hayes, where maybe you don't have the, you know, in my world, it's publishing. You don't have giant publishers. You've got the small local guys like Eagle. But you could work online for a major organization, but you'd have to have that entrepreneur mindset, right? How can that class help get you there?
Well, it's going to teach you the things that an entrepreneur needs to focus on and the characteristics that you need to develop to be an entrepreneur. And quite honestly, we have a number of existing entrepreneurs that are going through the class because I think they realize that, hey, they don't know everything. This can be a benefit to them. And most entrepreneurs are lifelong learners. And so they're involved for that very reason. And that's one of the reasons I think the class is going to be very good is because we've got a blend of brand new people just either wanting to get into business or just starting to get into business, along with some seasoned veterans who can give some input as to the trials and tribulations they've gone through, but also show them, you know, the way a little bit. We can learn from each other. So that's the beauty of what the class is going to provide.
Very cool. Anything else people need to know about the Entrepreneur Series? Think Like an Entrepreneur Series.
You know, I don't think so. As I said, it is a commitment of some time. It's every Wednesday, run two and a half hours. You do get some study materials. It's based on the ice house concept, which was a guy back east. He had an ice house, and he grew this ice house into a large business and was very successful with it. But some of the things he faced and what he needed to do to be successful. So I think, you know, give us a call, go to our website. We'd love to have more people, and we're ready to roll.
Very cool. Let's see. We've got Pitch It coming up on July 23rd. What's that about?
Well, Pitch It is our Shark Tank type event where a prospective business comes in and gives a 5-minute pitch about what their business is about. We have 3 judges who judge the competition, and we then award the winner a $500 prize for that night. So we also have in the audience bankers, investors, interested parties, resources. So again, an opportunity for an entrepreneur to hook up with some people that might be able to help them realize their dream and make their business a reality.
I think we talked about this last time, but the judges change, right?
We have. We've had, thus far, we've had two pitch it events, and we've had different judges for each one, and we'll have three new judges for this one.
Can you share who they are?
You know, if I knew who they are, okay. I'd tell you.
Fair enough.
Are you doing anything on the 23rd, James?
You know, I might go to this pitch it thing. I got some good ideas.
Okay.
Maybe score myself $500.
There you go.
Okay, so the other thing we wanted to talk about today, you've wrapped up your funding tour. You've been going around to the city and county organizations, talking about why it's important that the public entities help provide some funding to grow Hayes. Maybe you want to share directly with our guests why that our government should help support the organization.
Well, you know, obviously the beneficiaries of economic development is the public at large, for the most part, you know, the community. And thus, from our perspective, the community needs to be the one that gives the lion's share of the support. We believe that actually we need a combination of public and private funding to make this happen. This is what we've had in the past. We haven't asked for funds for the last couple of years as we kind of made some changes and got our act together. But we're in a position now where we believe we're providing significant value to the community. And when I say community, I mean Ellis County. Our name is Grow Hayes. We changed that from the Ellis County Coalition for Economic Development for a lot of reasons. One of them, it's really hard to say that.
It is really, and you know, and it's not fun to write either.
No.
You're like, nobody's.
It's kind of a long website,
yeah.
Domain name too. Mm-hmm. So we did that, but our tagline is investing in Ellis County, and that's what we do. We believe Ellis, Victoria, Munger, Shinshin, Hayes are all part of our community, and we focus on activities in all of those places. So we believe economic development is a primarily a public at large are the beneficiaries, and thus it should be funded that way. Most economic development organizations are 100% funded by public entities. We're about 70-30 based on what we've asked for from the public sector versus the private sector.
You know, and I've heard you speak about this before. I don't know if we've ever talked about it, but really, you know, when you think about Hayes and specifically, you know, the economic impact of what's going on here, it's not just here. It's huge, right? Like the draw of people coming to Hayes it's really large. Maybe you can speak to that a little bit because obviously I don't know anything about it.
Well, it is. We have one of, if not the highest, one of the highest pull factors in the state of Kansas. And what that really means is we pull from the communities far away. They come here partly because we're so rural out here that people do drive to buy groceries or shop or what have you. And that's one of the real threats we face long term is that this declining population we have in western Kansas means that there are fewer and fewer people that we can draw to this community to shop, to go to the hospital, to do whatever it might be, and you know, go to Fort Hays State or what have you. So it's important that we recognize that when I talk about community, it's really western Kansas. We all face a struggle, and depopulation is a significant struggle for all of us.
Yeah, there was a line I think you gave, and I wrote it. I wrote it from the Ellis meeting. It was,
wow.
What's good for Hayes is good for Ellis, and what's good for Ellis is good for Hayes. And that really extends to all of western Kansas, right?
It absolutely does. If we can help Waukini or Quinter or somebody like that with some economic development activities, we're certainly going to do our best because that has a positive impact on Hayes and on Ellis County.
Yeah, I know. Well, for example, I go over to Arthur's in Ellis quite a bit because, I mean, yes, it's a different city, but it's like 15 minutes away. You know, when you live, I'm coming from OKC Metro, where you want to go get a piece of pie from your favorite place, you might drive 45 minutes and not even think anything about it. So
that's one of the beauties of the quality of life out here is you can, you know, everything's 5 or 10 minutes away. And even though we have to get on the highway to go to Ellis or to go to Victoria, it's still very close. And relatively speaking, compared to a city, you drive 20 or 30 minutes and then you wait half an hour to 45 minutes to get in to be seated in a restaurant. These are some of the things that we have that are a much better quality of life, at least in my opinion, rather than having to spend so much time in the car.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I came back for a reason. I know. I hope I never have to leave Ellis County again.
Well, we're very happy to have you back.
Thanks. Anything else coming up that we need to talk about?
I don't think so at this point in time. The Think Like an Entrepreneur and the Pitch It are the two main things we're working on in July, along with our other projects that we continue to work on a day-to-day basis. We will, I think, hear on the funding request we have made to the public entities in the next week or two. We have obviously heard from the county, and they were good enough to, even in spite of their budgetary challenges, they were good enough to give us some funds. And I shouldn't say give, I should say invest some funds,
there
because they are investments. And we will hear from the other Victoria and Ellis and Hayes in the next couple of weeks.
Very cool. If anybody wants to find any more information about the entrepreneurship series, the Pitch It, anything, where do they go?
They go to our offices at Brief Space at 219 West 10th. They go to our Facebook page. They call me at 785-623-1100. Or they email me at doug@growhaze.com.
Excellent. Doug, it's always great to see you. Thanks for coming in today.
My pleasure.
We're going to have more of your favorites coming up here on KAYS right after this.